Zach, you doing all right this morning? All right. Are you the only two? There we go. All right. Now I've got some real special items this morning. Okay? Who can tell me what this is?
A mug.
A mug. Okay? For me, it is a coffee mug. Do you have any idea why this coffee mug is special to me?
Because it holds water and coffee.
That is true, Zach. I never thought about that answer, because it holds water and coffee.
Maybe because it's pretty.
It's a good one. Well, let me tell you, both of those are correct. But when I drink out of this cup, and I do it quite frequently, this reminds me of my mom. This is came from my mom's house when she passed away, and I always want it because when I drink my coffee from this mug, it reminds me of my mom. So it's very special. What about this coffee mug here? Why is it special to me?
Because it came from your mother's house.
Well, that's good. Close. It came from my mother-in-law, Julie's mom. This is one of her favorite coffee mugs. It's a Hadley. It's got a little sheep on the front, a cloud, a bird. And if you look inside the cup, I really like this. It says the end. And I like that. But when I drink out of this cup, which I do frequently, I remember my mother-in-law. When I drink out of this cup, I remember my mother, and I specifically get them to do that. I've got one more thing to show you. I'm going to put this right here. Look at this thing. What is this?
A knife.
Okay. Well, what's special about this knife?
It cuts meat.
We can tell whose son he is. Yes, Zach, it cuts meat. That is correct. Apples. Man, y'all got good answers. But hey, I want you to look at this. This is really a special knife. My sister gave it to me. You see that? Mm-hmm. What, you know what that is? Mm-hmm. It's a fingerprint. And then right next to it, it says, "Love, Dad." That's my dad's signature. And so my mom, my mother-in-law, and my dad are all going to be in heaven with God. And so when I use these, when I look at them, I automatically remember them. Okay? Now let me tell you something we're doing today. Today, at the end of the service, we're going to have the Lord's Supper. And you might say, well, why do you do that? A piece of bread and a juice, why do you do that? Well, it's to do the same thing. It's to remind us that Jesus lived and that he died in order that our sins could be forgiven. And so when we do the Lord's Supper, we're to remember what he did for us. Okay? So things are important to help us remember. And so this morning we're going to remember that the Lord died for us. So let's pray. Lord.